President-elect Donald Trump recently made headlines with his announcement to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. This bold proposal has sparked discussions and debates regarding the authority and implications of such a name change. Let's delve into the key points surrounding this controversial topic: presidential authority and legal implications. One of the pressing questions raised by Trump's proposal is whether a sitting president has the authority to unilaterally rename a geographical feature. While presidents can influence federal agencies' usage of certain names, the renaming of a significant body of water like the Gulf of Mexico may require more extensive legal processes. The involvement of international organizations like the International Hydrographic Organization adds a layer of complexity to this potential change. Potential implications and historical context. The suggested renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America carries significant symbolic weight. Some view it as a reflection of an expansionist foreign policy agenda, while others see it as a political move linked to President Trump's contentious history with Mexico. Understanding the historical context of the current name and previous attempts to rename parts of the Gulf provides valuable insights into the motivations behind this proposal. Public reaction and political response. Trump's announcement has stirred strong reactions, particularly on social media platforms where users express their discontent and frustration. The overwhelming negative response reflects broader sentiments of powerlessness and frustration with political decisions. The proposed legislation by Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene to support the name change further polarizes opinions on the matter. International perspective and precedents. Considering the global implications of renaming a prominent geographical feature, it's essential to examine how other countries may respond to this proposed change. International conventions and precedents regarding renaming bodies of water offer valuable insights into the feasibility and potential challenges of implementing such a transformation. In conclusion, while President Trump's proposal to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America has sparked heated debates and discussions, the practicality and legality of such a change remains subject to scrutiny. By exploring the various facets of this controversial topic, we gain a deeper understanding of the implications and complexities involved in renaming a historic and iconic geographic landmark.